Hi, this is Johnny Clegg.
This is Jesse Clegg.
This is Laudu from A King.
This is Dylan from Congress.
I'm Robert.
I'm Chris.
We're from Robert John the Wreck.
This is Duncan Foran. You listen to Greg Nettling on South African Rock Connection.
On KX93.5 FM.
FM.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is KX93.5. You are listening to the SA Rock Connection. It's brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse, home of live music nightly and rooftop dining all during the day and the evening. Let's see. I'm Ernest Hackman. I'm sitting in for Greg Neithling. We're going to have a little bit of fun this afternoon, or for at least my hour of it. I can't make any promises about what Greg Gilliland's got cooked up. When we came in, we played 7 seconds from Yusif Nador, and that was a duet with Nina Cherry. Now we're going to play some Springbok Nude Girls.
Presence. pilgrims and fugitives, hooded eyes and weary brows, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterings of Africa, each uprooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
They run the road to Bella Banda, where the world began. I love the scatterings of Africa, each and every one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
In their hearts a burning hunger beneath the copper sun. Broken war, bicycle wheel, African song forging steel, singing magic machine cannot match human. Human being, African ideas, African ideas, make the future clear, make the future clear. They are the scatterings of Africa, each uprooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
We're on the road to Bella Manga, beneath the sky.
Okay, hi, this is KX93.5. You're listening to this SA Rock Connection show, and I am your guest host today, sitting in for Greg Neithling. I'm Ernest Hackman, and today I have, I'm delighted, and it's a I think I have a treat for you, because I have an honest-to-goodness South African person here, so you'll get some South African accent, which you probably don't get when I'm covering. It's Cindy Newman Jacobs, a local Laguna person. And why don't you say hi, Cindy?
Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, I need you to get up close to the mic.
Okay, here I am.
Let's try that again. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Ernest, for having me on the South African Rock Connection. I still can't believe that in Little Laguna Beach there is a South African Rock Connection, but I'm here and I'm happy to be here, and thank you.
Well, I learned a while back that there are quite a few South African people here in Laguna.
Yes.
And so you grew up in South Africa?
Grew up in South Africa, yes. I even went to a year of college at the University of Cape Town. And then my parents moved us to London, and we all got English passports. And found my way, thankfully, to America and to Laguna Beach. I feel like I landed in a bit of heaven. But yes, I've been here for 20 years, and I love this little village.
And so what do you do?
In my professional life, I work as
a... Yes, your mini identities.
Yeah.
Superhero. Oh, that's secret.
Mom. I should say that first. I'm a mom of three boys, 19, 16, and 11. So my life is filled with lots of fun and sport and music.
And you're definitely well on your way in that journey.
Exactly. I'm well on my way. I'm almost getting to the point where I'm discovering the next, you know, from 50 on, the second part.
The reaching out for the trapeze that's coming.
Exactly. And what will that be? So my professional life, I'm an educator. I have had a private practice for the last 20 years, working with children that have all sorts of learning difficulties. And I'm an educational researcher. I've almost completed a study on the implementation of Common Core, which has been very, very interesting. Oh. And so, yes,
wow.
Busy, and I live in this paradise. Yeah.
Okay. And so you grew up in South Africa. You spend a lot of time away from it. What's the difference between, say, here and South Africa? Have you been back?
Yeah, I've been back a few times. Well, I'll tell you, this looks very much like South Africa. It's as beautiful. It was one of the reasons I was attracted to Laguna Beach. The differences are really just the freedom that I feel living here and walking around with my dog in the wilds. I, more than anything, am proud to be South African because I know where I came from, and it was great in so many ways. And I feel so lucky that I ended up here.
And so what does it mean to you to be South African? Maybe that's a question.
I think I come with a very eclectic sort of background in the sense that my parents were great adventurers. They used to trek us off into the Bundu, Botswana, and Mozambique. When we were growing up, there were not a lot of African countries that wanted white South Africans to come and visit. So we did that. And so I got to see just being amongst the animals, you know, having to worry about cubs taking your jeans off the hanging line and things like that. And then we got a great education. South Africans, I think, have been successful everywhere in the world because the education system was just wonderful. It was very, it came from the Commonwealth. I would love to one day go and do studies there and just see the differences between there and here now and contribute back. But, well, we had so many African influences. We had, in terms of music, we had a lot of reggae. We had some, it was all about social injustice growing up.
Right,
you know,
right.
I listened a lot to Johnny Clegg and Jaluka and then Savuka, who was really the first, they were the first band where you had like a white and black South African playing together.
Actually, that was the first South African band I got to see. They played they opened for the Spin Doctors at the Greek a long time ago when I was young and cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm reaching out for another trapeze. It's called old age.
No, you're not.
All right. So we're going to take a quick music break. But before we do that, I want to run down the songs that we played previously and then talk a little bit about the song that's coming up next. So we played Unworldly Beauty by Springbok New Girls, a favorite of Cindy's. Just Dreaming by Sandman, and Shallow Waters by Just Ginger. And, I think we played Scatterlings. Yeah, I missed one. Scatterlings of Africa by Johnny Clegg. Coming up next, we have Just Dreaming by Sandman. So there you go. We'll be back in just a bit. This is the SA Rock Connection on KX93.5, member-supported radio.
I sit watching and waiting while my time goes by without a point or purpose or to know the reasons why I'm alive. And there she is watching the clock on the wall. It feels so strong and she feels so small. All of her life is taken by this illusion that is time. She feels old. So why am I counting the sheep in my head? In my bed as I go to sleep at night. Am I going crazy or am I just dreaming? Ah, but this dream is way too real. I can smell the sounds and I seem to feel a creeping, slowly breathing down my neck. Who are you, who are you, who are you to doubt the reasons why my mistakes are my own and I don't need no one to sympathize as I ache and I break and I shake off all these pains from my past. All I can do is say to you, let's forget it all
can raise our tainted glass. So why am I counting the sheep in my head, in my bed, as I go to sleep at night? Am I going crazy or am I just dreaming? But this dream is way too real. I can smell the sounds and I seem to feel a creeping, slowly breathing down my neck.
I want you.
Okay, we're back. This is KX93.5. You are listening to the SA Rock Connection. Our show is brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse, so thank you for that, guys over there at Mozam. They feature rooftop dining, and they also have live music nightly, so it's a nice place to go if you're hungry or you're hankering for some live music. I'm Ernest Hackman. I'm sitting in for Greg Neithling, and today I have a special guest, Cindy Newman Jacobs. But before we get into our next little story from Cindy, I want to talk about, or at least tell you what I played. So we played Just Dreaming by Sandman, Shallow Waters by Just Ginger, and Feel All Right by Retro Diz. And so that leads me to the question of what was your, as you were growing up, what were your musical influences, or how did music affect your life in South Africa?
My earliest influences were, I started playing the guitar when I was 8. My parents listened to Joan Baez, they listened to the Beatles, they listened to James Taylor, and my parents had an album, I think it was Come From the Shadows, it was Joan Baez, that they had bought, and I loved the songs, and I had to try and listen to them and write them down, and the back of the album cover was completely blackened out by the South African government, and I was just amazed that, you know, at this time of social upheaval and things that were going on in the States, they had managed to just get rid of any of these influences from the album cover, and I got a blade, and I just slowly got rid of all the black and realized that it was really just about the social injustices of the 60s and Joan Baez and what she had to say. And then my other influences were maybe Rodriguez in probably the early 80s, and it was also about poverty and how things aren't fair. And then, you could feel it around you in your life. There was upheaval going on. There were, you know, threatening violence. You knew things were wrong. You were growing up, and how was it all going to end? So I would say my earliest influences, then we traveled, you know, reggae was definitely, once again, right, political injustice. You
right,
know, it,
right.
You started sitting up and saying something's not right.
Okay. And so you're in South Africa. You're starting to see these messages that they don't want you to see. And so how did that change your view of life there?
How did it change your view of life? Very liberal. I had very liberal parents. I went to a snotty private school that was also very liberal. And so how were you going to navigate all this injustice and come out peacefully? It was very difficult to even imagine. No one knew how to do it. So we never heard about Nelson Mandela growing up. I mean, he was just put away, and there was a ban on
right,
any information.
Blackout on that
in.
Kind of
exactly.
News.
So yeah, it was hard. I think it came up inside people because you couldn't. There were few that were willing to step out and actually take on the. I'm not even sure what it was. What was going to happen to you if you took it on?
Right.
You were
right.
Going to vanish, and
your
no one was going to find
in society,
you. And,
yes.
It happened on a daily basis.
Okay. You
know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So. We are going to play another song. We're going to play something from Cadillac Sun. It's a newer song called Up All Night. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being... That was this morning. That's only 8 o'clock. This is the SA Rock Connection, and we play South African rock music, and we have a good time with Cindy Newman Jacobs and Ernest Hackman.
For 10% of my luck and talent, proclaiming that you can't put a price on freedom, and a burning handshake later, I liberated this alien from exchange, who jumped up, gave me a hug and said,
exactly what I need. He leads me outside to his spaceship parked at a 45 degree angle on the roof. Smiles and said, let's go out, scream and shout, let's be up all night. Let's go pretend tomorrow's the end of me. Up all night. Let's go wake the fools and break up the rules of me. Up all night. Go to a party, wanna be naughty, cause it's a boring on your own. Let's go out, scream and shout, let's be up all night. Let's go pretend tomorrow's the end of me. Up all night. Let's go wake the fools and break up the rules of me. Up all night. Go to a party, wanna be naughty, cause it's a boring on your own. I look out at the view, another world better than you. This strange planet forgot to mention, except travels to every dimension. A singularity dispersed.
Tunne, että mua odottaa vain kylmä satiini. times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder, I wonder. Wonder I do. I wonder about the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder, I wonder. Wonder I do. I wonder about the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder and worry my friend. Wonder, don't you? I wonder how many times you've been had, and I wonder how many dreams have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next?
Hi, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection. I am Ernest Hackman, and I'm here today with Cindy Newman Jacobs and Jake. Yes, that's right. We're just having a ball here, so we're a little discombobulated having to get back to work. But I've so enjoyed having you on the show, and I think we have time for one more story of growing up South African, being here in America. You give us the special.
Wow. You should have asked me to prepare for that one.
I know.
I was just listening to that Rodriguez song, which I absolutely love. And I think coming from South Africa, my era, it was just so incredible that we grew up thinking that he was just the best known artist around, and his songs were so great. And then to discover that no one actually in America knew who he was, and he was such a phenomenon in South Africa, we all listened to him. It just shows you, you know, it shows you how you've got to take messages. And he grew, apparently it started in Australia, okay, and then it moved to South Africa, which things like that happen between Australia and South Africa all the time. But just so thankful for the upbringing that I had, and that I was prepared to really move anywhere in the world and enjoy living there too. And my children are Americans, but I will always make sure that they have a proud African-American connection in them, because okay, that's who they are. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on the show. It was really fun. I wish we had many more hours.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, it's been such a treat spending this hour with you. It's gone by so fast that the song breaks keep coming up on us, and it's time to come back and talk. And we're just about out of time. I'm going to play a couple more songs, one from S.J. Jones and one from Henry Eight. And this is KX93.5. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection. You know it's brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse. And I'm Ernest Hackman. I'm sitting in for Greg Neithling. He'll be back with a show next week. So thanks for listening. And coming up next is Greg Gilliland with USA Rocks. KX93.5.
Yeah. tear you down, and you won't feel right till you're 99 anywhere else but in here. So if you want